I'm so disappointed that I didn't start recording just before that. I started recording because that was gold.
So I recollect my thoughts. And
I'm already downstairs. I'm telling everyone else what's going on. 5 to 10 minutes to get safety.
Can I go back downstairs and try and work out how it actually... What?
Massage the crystal balls?
You want to take Mayhem with you because she's proficient at spells and magic?
Yes, please.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
As long as I can bring my son.
Sure.
This is
you're actually referring to
a ninja. I'll pronounce his name.
This is not good.
Coffee. I wander back downstairs.
Okay,
you're with haste. Not just
taking
like.
Yep.
I'm already downstairs telling everyone what's going on.
The other people would have been actually in the mess hall for food, which is on the main cabin.
Oh, sorry. I meant to go to the mess hall.
That's under here.
Okay,
So
I went to wherever
that's where the steering column is. They're all having.
Okay, that's where I need to go.
Yeah.
That's right.
There
to tell.
I think it's
right. She has a speed of 50.
Okay.
Mountain combat. Get it.
In my head, I start realizing that instead of armor, I need to make a saddle.
Both.
Fucking
other stuff.
Okay, so. Okay,
so we've got a start coming up.
Naina, are you helping Asha?
Are you saying that Spanish?
With the magical crystal balls that need to be massaged.
In this game. It's just a crazy intense bullshit.
Guys, we're gonna massage the balls.
But somehow it all makes sense.
But you're
no, it only makes sense to you. It's
what are we doing?
Tell me what to do.
I don't know exactly what I need to do.
Okay.
I just know that I can.
So you excitedly grab Mayna and drag her down, and for some reason you don't understand why, but Mayna is dragging a little child around with her as well. Whatever, we've got stuff to do. We need technology.
Don't let the children see the balls.
They're not old enough yet.
They're children.
Now, this is where you also bring out the olive oil to make sure it's lubricated properly.
Oh, no.
No, you spin on it.
The size of these balls, you need a lot of spin.
They're blue, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Though. You're going to massage blue balls.
They instantly turn skin
colour. You can tell that it's been a while since
and
this went top speed.
Meanwhile, at the wheel, it's just like...
What are they doing? Okay. On that point, let's take a quick break.
You just hear...
Talking
about their balls, by the way. Good luck. If like, Mayhem could just hear me mutter, cackling with God, which my God is.
Me.
which is Onatar.
Okay.
And he just thinks this is hilarious because I'm just going at this with so much veracity. And as I'm speaking, just. An ear pricks up in the heavens, and he's just suddenly
enthused.
For no reason, he just wants to watch me fuck up.
he wants to watch as you massage some blue balls.
I mean, I have a blood.
He's a voyeur.
I have a blood.
Oh dear, that's not how you do it. Oh no!
Your technique is very old. You need to try some of the new stuff.
Much more complicated.
I skipped the tutorial, but I can surely do it. You look like you're in a lot of pain for it.
Come.
He's a delicate, delicate flower.
That's okay.
when I took the cotton ball thing off.
Yeah.
Immediately starts a lot of blood.
Still?
Yeah. And it's quite.
Have you got
it's quite
very
sort of
thin
deep.
Blood or something?
No. It's quite the sort of deep sort of cut.
Yeah, I know that's what it's like when you
and then I started going a little delirious and I was laughing and giggling
and
stuff. I was fumbling trying to get this band-aid out of the packaging. I was like, I didn't normally blood is totally fine. I've had cuts in my arms before or like cut my head open once. Like totally fine. When there's like loads of blood. Like ah, whatever. But like something about it being from this. From these sort of things, it's
vulnerable
really,
spots.
Just really, I don't like it.
Yeah, worst thing injury-wise, not worst thing, but like, I was stung by a wasp on my lip.
Ooh, damn.
I got like a sausage lip. Yeah. And Mum made me go to school
kind
the next
out.
Day. Because she was like, just go to school, no one's
going to
make fun of you, it's fine.
Natural
collagen. It was like, I saw it land on my lip, and like be like, hey, what's up, girl? Yeah, we were
what's going
on?
Fuck you!
I was in Scouts and we were playing Cops and Robbers, which is a game where like
mm-hmm.
the robbers run away and the cops have to chase them. And I backed up against a wall and then I hear bzzz, and I'm like, oh god. And then so I start running away from the buzzing and then the buzzing gets louder and louder as they're chasing around my head and they land all over my body and they're like, time to sting ya! At least I wasn't the boy that got stung like 20 times.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Ashton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then, our scout leader is allergic to bees, so she was sticking an EpiPen in herself while also treating other people.
Triage!
My worst injury was when I did triple jump in school athletics in year 5.
Okay.
And I ripped a ligament in my hip.
Ooh.
Oh.
Damn. They couldn't work it out for 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
And then I went to an acupuncturist and he was like, hey, like, he looked at the MRI and he was like, yeah, you ripped a ligament in your hip.
My mom broke her toe and didn't realize for a year.
Yeah, my sister's on
that. Yeah,
it
doesn't like that.
Yeah.
I got hospitalized because of boys versus girls grass hockey, and I slipped, and the ball went up my shorts, and the girls didn't stop attacking.
Oh.
And they definitely hit balls, and I was hospitalized because of that.
Yeah.
And the hospital
how
I went to...
I
still have two. One of them came back down again. but when I went to hospital, they had no beds, and I was put in the psych ward. So that night, I was lying there with an ice pack on my groin and just someone laughing terrifyingly in one bed and another person purposely throwing up the other side. I was 12 and I was traumatized, motherfucker. That was terrifying.
I could never play indoor soccer because I'd always get a concussion. It would happen every time. Every time either the ball would hit me in the head and I'd go down to the ground, or I tried to kick the ball. And obviously I tried with a bit too much force because I flipped my entire body backwards and went straight onto someone's foot with my head.
Oh.
And I had to get a CT scan and got concussed. So I never played indoor soccer again. I was like, yeah, please, I'm going to be excused from that.
My...
I'll be honest, I think the worst one is I broke my finger slightly playing Quidditch.
That's how much you
I earned my card! I went to tackle a guy and he twisted and just snapped my finger backwards.
Ooh, yeah.
And I knew immediately and just went, I'm done! Cool!
Yeah.
Couldn't go to the hospital, went home, had like a paddle pop,
just
snapped the stick in half, cleaned it, and then just taped it to my finger. Went, cool, I'll go to the hospital tomorrow.
Oh.
I once fell off my bike in front of a boom gate.
In front of a boom gate?
Yeah, I was 6 years old and I fell off my bike and I was just lying.
Did the boom gate have anything to do with it? Or did you just see
well,
it and
because,
go, fuck?
Because I thought, like, how am I going to run through the boom gate and run me over? You know? 6 year old child sitting on the ground with a broken open knee.
Yeah,
yeah, anyway, there's another airship coming.
There is.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Door.
Oh, yeah.
My mom said, I did not see it in person.
Let's see, like,
there you got it.
My mom fell down.
Faith in yourself. Faith in yourself. You don't have to be as weak as the characters you play.
This one's supposed to be strong.
That's true. You can be as strong as the characters you play.
My mom dislocated her knee like that.
Oh.
No, how she dislocated her knee?
Playing Quidditch.
No, but it's quite nerdy. She was at uni, and they had like an exam, and she finished her exam early, and she got up to like walk, like down like the stairs or whatever. Got her leg caught in like one of the desks and fell and twisted and dislocated her knee.
Oh.
And I was like, well, only you. Because you finished a test.
My mom did something like that where dislocated, right? She was watching The Mentalist and she was sitting on the couch watching The Mentalist and people are sitting in a car and all of a sudden someone gets shot in the shoulder and she goes, ah! And then dislocates her own shoulder. Because her reaction to that person getting shot was like, oh my god, and then she flips her shoulder out.
Oh my god. That sounds about right.
And then dad was like, well, let's just go pop that back in.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yes.
Okay, bringing
we're
us back
sitting around talking to war stories.
Bringing us back into the game. It's going to make great recording. So, you have taken Mayna and her kidnapped child.
Yep.
Do you think he wants to hang out with me?
Have you asked him recently?
No.
Technically,
it is kidnapping because his parents are nowhere to be found and we have taken.
Not entirely, because you are still en route to the same destination that it was. It's just
true.
A diversion.
Yeah, it's just also a little bit late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you two have gone down to massage
the
levitation balls. You two are...
No, I'm looking for Maginhart.
You're looking for Maginhart. So who is steering the ship?
He is.
You're steering the ship. Who is on sails? Okay, you can find one of the civilized people.
By the dwarf. Is he strong? He looks strong.
He doesn't look like he wants to help.
Right.
He
is
still holding his bottle. It looks markedly emptier because the height that he is having to lift it now is probably actually just faking drinking it because he just doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Whoever
must
I
refrain
like, cool.
from breaking character and throwing him overboard.
Yeah. Whoever I can just be like, so just
you can find
do
someone.
This, hold it there, don't touch it.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, no.
How well can you tell them to do what you need them to
no.
do?
Just straight intelligence?
Yep.
Hold rope. I missed. Ooh. 12.
12. Okay. They get the general gist. Okay. Maginhart, what are you doing at the moment? Are you looking after Tanith?
I was still in the galley.
In the galley? Yeah, what are you doing in the galley?
Well, I guess food service is over. I don't know. What am I doing?
Well, what do you want to be doing?
What's your primary direction?
Because I would say that, considering the day's rest, you probably want to be checking on Tanith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. So as you have gone into the bed, to the bunk where you put Tanith, and Tanith is woken up, and you...
Hey, girl.
Brought...
Excuse me? I have no gender.
That you'd know yet. You haven't found the secret upgrade. Like, ooh, I didn't know that.
It's black.
give me a few hours, and maybe we'll make it happen.
The forbidden sausage.
We did want a boy, right?
Got Woody?
Well, I am massaging some crystals.
Whittling it down.
Oh, dear.
Whittling on a piece of wood. Okay. So you've taken some food into Tanith, who's happily eating it, and
does she like pancakes?
Everyone loves them there.
Yeah.
With a natural 20, you cook damn good. You cook
I don't know
good.
I
can again.
I can eat them, but I'm sure I would have loved them.
No one offered me any. You went and gave Jason some. I'm there watching that happen.
Well,
you're not on a break yet, son. You earn them pancakes.
You get pancakes. If you
so as she kind of comes through to proper conversation, Mason and I, there was a fireball. Juliana, she's gone. It spawned from her. I don't understand it. The pirates came in. They smothered us. They went straight for her. And we seem to be fighting them fairly well. And then suddenly, she just exploded, and everyone died. I only survived because I managed to hide behind the leader of the fucking pirates. Did any of... What do we do now? I don't understand. Where are we? Where are we heading? Don't just blow raspberries at me, man.
How are you even doing that?
It's just the same.
I'd say we're still heading to Fairhaven. We have four civilians. Was it three civilians in her?
Four civilians.
Four civilians in her. We have four civilians that we need to ensure that they get to their destination.
Can we trust them?
Technically speaking, what have we classified as?
We're not
military in any way.
People who aren't us. People aren't the party. As far as I know, no. But they've given me no reason to not trust them.
Okay.
Except for little ones.
Because...
Well, we haven't seen it.
They are very distrustful of me.
I
can't control him, but you have my trust.
You
have my trust, and
oh, yeah.
I think we were ambushed. The train stopping.
To the same conclusion. Looking around the vessel that we're on now, this is the pirate's vessel. It was the only way we could escape. This seems too clean, too prim, too proper to be owned by pirates. I believe this was committed by an organized group.
Any indication on who? What flag is on this pirate ship?
The flag is... Is it the...
Kind of looks like a turtle.
Just the shell?
Turtle shell.
Yeah, but is it just the shell?
With two scimitars.
Yeah, but is it just a shell, or is it just like a live turtle?
It is
legs
just the shell.
It's
the shell.
Excuse me. I explained that to her. It's the turtle with two scimitars below it. But I do not recognize it.
Okay. That sounds like Dronte. Commodore Dronte. why would he be? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Would I know who that makes sense?
No, at this point. Are you proficient with history?
No.
No, in that case, you would not.
It was like that, Georgia.
So, there is a pirate for hire. Somewhere, Mace Haven, in somewhere in the Moorlands. If it's some of his pirate ships, then yeah, there's something bigger going on. We might not be safe going back to Fairhaven.
I must commend them on their discipline. The bunks were very well made.
Clearly have your priorities.
Inspiration point for you.
What's the inspiration point?
So that's
something special?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can, if you have inspiration, you can add a, is it D6?
Yeah.
D6, yeah. A D6 to any ability check. So if you
it's normally given out when you roleplay your character
really,
like,
well.
Really well,
yeah.
And you impress the DM.
Yeah.
Did you make me laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressing the DM.
Yeah.
Or have a bard.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would I currently know that we're being chased by another ship?
At this point, no, because where Tanith is resting, it's far away. It's the opposite end. It's at the front of the ship, whereas
yep.
conversation has been at the back.
Yep.
You, what is your passive perception?
This is a 17.
You would have heard people moving around. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah, so you would have heard...
And it's going to be 22 when I get the next one.
Damn, son.
You would have heard stuff.
What are
we
even here for?
You would have heard movement going around.
To be told.
And considering the movements of the party members that you have gotten used to over the course of the last 12 hours of traveling with them and fighting
yep.
with them, something's probably going down is your general idea.
Yeah.
As a question, since I was on the steering wheel, would I have seen him after breakfast or whatever going down?
Probably not, no, because he, when he left the steering, he would have gone to...
Because I thought he was in a mess hall at one point. But...
Yeah, he went to go and get food.
Went to go and make food because I don't need
right.
food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I wouldn't... Yeah, I just want to know if that would then change where I went to look first. But...
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Your programming is something... Something's going down.
Yeah, I would like to convey that to her. That I'm pretty sure something's up.
Let's get out there. Because if it is Dante, there'll be more. There'll be more. We need to find somewhere safe. I don't think Fairhaven is safe. We should... I don't like saying it, but we should probably find someone else in House Caneth that we can go to.
You're
we need to find where we are, and we need to find safe haven. Mm. That is our goal right now.
Agreed.
Safe
haven,
okay.
Safe haven, not fair haven.
Yeah, safe haven, not fair haven. And you make your way out, and you see
You all gave me shit.
I'm looking for Majin Hart.
Okay, so you see Majin Hart come out onto the main deck.
Yeah, okay, I'll go.
With
go.
Tanith.
There's another ship. Do you know how to work ballistas and cannons?
I would assume so. I have proficiency with tinker's tools. So I would understand how they work and probably how to use them.
You would never have used them in the past. You understand the basic mechanics of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could I work that?
You're currently working
well, you're
the vaults. You are currently working the vaults. Which
we... Is it going well?
We will get to that in a minute. It's kind of all happening at once. Sorry.
Did you tell me that we were being chased?
I just said there's a
I wasn't sure if I caught that.
Yeah, sorry.
And the elven woman with a longbow strapped just over her shoulder, what does it look like?
It looks like this ship. I can't tell the flag yet.
Fuck. She looks up to see the flag. It's like, oh, fuck yeah, that's Dante. Can we go faster?
We've got a couple of people
working
on that.
Okay.
Which
cut
way?
Two. Okay, so...
Gotta warm up your hands, don't shock the balls.
With, so, you lead Mayna and a child. And a temporary child.
This feels somewhat pedophilic.
Actually, for you... You don't think anything weird about it
no,
at all. It momentarily registers as, okay, child,
yeah,
this is tech.
It's more endangerment of minors than it is pedophilia, because you're not giving to the child.
Yeah,
you're just exposing
it is definitely child endangerment.
Yeah.
And considering the aging of elves and his general age,
like...
ball's definitely not dropped on this child.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a
half elf.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just
doesn't
way
even know
old,
how to
jump. I'm a little bit out of touch with everything because I have.
Now, Sonny, this is how you caress the ball.
So you lead Mayna. Are you going to the front or the rear first? Because there's balls at both ends. There's balls at both ends.
I like how it was blue crystals and now it's just blue balls.
Levitation crystals.
It's
going
to too funny to go back.
I just said crystals and then they became balls. Oh, they're crystal balls. Okay, yeah. So are you going to the front or the back?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, just so I know where you are.
I'll go to the back one.
You're going to the back. Okay,
yeah,
so you're leaving.
But the child can run away a little bit easier if need be.
Okay. So you go, make an intelligence make a tinkerer's check.
Yep.
So that is d20 plus intelligence plus proficiency.
That's a 21.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
You after just kind of you calm yourself down and the kind of focus of must go faster brings you a sense of
gotta go fast.
You get a sense of clarity on how this thing works.
Cool.
And you see there's essentially it looks like piping coming down and the levitation crystal between them is a pipe going into the bottom.
Yeah.
And you pull on the pipe and the disc underneath it kind of slides out. Disc slides out and rises up, and as it rises up, you see essentially a control panel.
Yep.
And you kind of look at it for a few moments and you work out about the pitch and yaw of the ship.
Yep.
And you look at the speed.
The big red button.
And you very intelligently speak to Mayna. You kind of clearly go, okay, this is what you need to do.
Yep.
And then... you say, I will yell at you because we have to do this in sync to get it to work. Otherwise, it could overload the crystals.
No. Here
we go.
Let's make an intelligence check for me. Let's see how well you retain this information.
Please do well. Oh, no.
So is that a
6
minus
1?
So.
Oh,
no. Could have
been
worse.
It's a 5.
I just hear...
you hear it,
my
but
child.
You hear it, but your focus just keeps on going. You're being adorable. Look at you. Sorry, what? Okay, so that one, and you just kind of vaguely point at it. Your excitement is like, yeah, 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 and you just run off to the front.
Here we go.
The ship is going to destroy
before
us.
Before you run to the front, you do also see that there is like some sort of pipe communication that you very clearly understand leads up to the steering column.
Cool.
So the engines can talk to the...
Cool. Steering. I really wish we had the ability to communicate a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So
I could have just ran off.
Yeah.
And then explain. Actually, no, I did explain. We can go fast.
Yeah,
yeah,
you said we can go fast. You were blubbering about, and then you ran off. And I was like, okay.
You could probably communicate to the engine room, set a mark, and tell us when that mark is, and so we can sync.
So,
okay,
you run off to the other ball.
No, I'm going
to
run the other way, and I'm going to explain what is happening to the people upstairs who are actually.
So you run back up.
Yes.
Okay. So you find. Are you still?
Yep, still at the helm.
Still at the helm. What are you doing? You were just talking.
We were just talking about
Tanith
getting
and
the ballistas. Getting ballistas ready, pointing the direction of where the ship's coming from, and then I guess.
Have you
still
got that spyglass?
Yes.
Can I have it?
Yep. Toss it to you.
What do my elf eyes see?
180
perception.
Perception
check.
Perception.
Mm-hmm. Give me that elf perception
check
there. The ship is much closer because it's taken about 5 minutes to get to this point, and they're within 300.
I see people like running around the deck.
You start to see people moving around.
They're all screaming.
I'm gonna shout. Can you see their flag?
They're not running around and antagonistic. But they are
like
definitely trying to...
Fight.
Not from that role you can see.
Okay.
You see that there are people there, and you see at the front of the ship someone looking back at you.
Do I have a rough count of how many people are on that ship?
No. Not with
it's
the
like
top. Not with
the
top. The one thing that you do spot is the flag. And it is the same design as what you were on.
Right, I'll relay that
you're
to...
Like, where's
we're still
in
toilet
located
for a moment.
What
was
going What was your... Ben,
isn't
it? I'll relay to Tanith that they have the same flag as us.
Fuck. That's really not good.
Should we get on the ballistas?
Yeah. Have you ever used a ballista before?
No.
Okay, do you know about Dante?
No.
Okay.
Listen,
man, I'm feeling that you're being real negative about this whole situation.
Yeah, because it's a really bad fucking situation.
Yeah, do you want to die? Help us.
Someone said something about going fast.
Me.
Okay, make the ship go fucking fast.
Okay, I need a way to be able to communicate.
Where are we heading right now?
To Fairhaven, I
just
think.
Out of this
airspace. Aim somewhere else. We need
somewhere
to...
else.
Aim somewhere else. Do I know of
anywhere nearby...
that is not directly back towards the end.
So,
let's go to the beach!
Beach episode!
Don't do anything like that.
It's all fan service, everyone's in a bikini, including the men.
And
yes.
The Warforge.
And my
seems ridiculous.
And my...
No. Now we're getting into bed faster. Sorry.
Okay. All right, make a survival check for me,
sure.
Please, Jason.
Oh,
we're not going to Crown of Peace.
Oh,
no. That's a six.
Okay. You.
Oh, is it using navigator's tools?
Yes.
Cool. I get to add a default.
Okay.
It is a 10.
Okay. You knowing where Fairhaven is and the chart the course that you have charted, you know that generally there's probably gonna be a settlement just over the border from the Mornlands. Get looking at where you are as you are on the border of the Mornlands, probably not too far from some form of
Civilization,
but it's not going to be a big city or anything like that. There's no big cities right on the border of the Mornlands that you know of.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Just head for where I'm pretty sure there's a settlement.
Okay.
I need a way to...
That brings you more to the west.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really loudly. Uh-huh.
And we
what?
Get
okay,
for a
so,
yeah.
Yeah, just head out of the Mornlands, not for Fairhaven, please, because what happened on the transport, that was planned. I'm pretty sure that was planned. So we can't trust whatever's at Fairhaven. And we cannot go back that way because that ship...
Yeah.
We don't want to
get
involved with... Yeah, Dante.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll do it.
Good. Okay. All right. Now, how do you make the ship go fast?
I massage some balls.
You sound really not confident about that.
No, I just need a way to be able to communicate when things, because it all needs to be in sync. It all needs to happen
the,
together.
The communication is between the two balls and the...
Yes.
So the person at the...
At the helm?
Yeah.
I need to be able to speak with them.
Okay.
It's not
so,
like I didn't tell you that before.
We need a
yeah, but you
communication
yeah,
trainer.
Okay. So,
she was.
So you're at the helm. You seem to have some sense of direction. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's working the balls?
Me and Mayna. She's downstairs.
Okay. Right.
But I've explained everything to her. I hope it made sense.
Okay. So, okay. So why are you up here? Get back down to the fucking
balls. I need to be able to communicate, and I can't communicate without.
Yes. You said that there was a communication device between them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can do it.
What the fuck? Who the fuck is this person, Major Hart? Who are these people?
Testing.
People
you
in
hear
the wrong place.
Yes,
what?
We can hear you.
I'm just shaking my head.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can you use that? Looking
the
at the ballista.
How
can I use that? I assume it's simple enough that I can. I know how it works.
Yes,
like,
but you'd probably be doing it with disadvantage.
Yeah, you'd be firing with disadvantage, but you know how to use it.
I
okay.
kind of don't see a point in us using the voice.
Yeah, well, I mean, just in case. Like, if I can
okay.
help out speed the ship up, I'll do that, but...
Okay. What do we need to do with the sails?
Apparently with the dwarf attached to it.
Oh, God,
you would know, tie them off.
Yeah, tie them off. We want as much sail as we can so we can catch the wind.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you need to communicate with the steerer?
I've already got it.
No, she's
it.
Already
got
it.
Okay,
gotcha.
I just had
okay.
a moment of blank.
Okay.
All right.
What
okay.
do you need me to do?
Load the ballistas, please.
Fine, I load a ballista.
Okay. They're actually already loaded.
Okay.
Right. Then man the ballistas and if this doesn't work,
I'm
going to
take the spyglass again.
Okay.
I'm going to take the spyglass from you and have a look myself
yep.
and see if I can get the people, what their tone is. The
yeah, they're a lot closer now.
Yeah, okay, so probably don't even need the spyglass.
No, you don't, because they're about...
they're
about... They're within the shouting shot, and you
yeah.
hear from the front, "Hail! Hail! Captain!
Hail!"
Oh, God.
No!
No!
I'm
shut
just...
him out.
This,
no.
No, this is
the
fight.
The barbarian is not having any part in the negotiations.
But he
that's actually
what Red did.
I've already said hi.
Bear, say something else.
Make
I've
it.
Said hi.
Make a persuasion roll?
Alright.
Can I prod
oh,
Tanith
poor
and tell her to act
that's
as captain?
Plus.
Oh,
can I offer you some pancakes?
Have you got any...
it's
too late for clothing. Fuck. And she just rips off the logo of House Kenneth off of her...
That's not
off
good.
Of the clothing and just...
That's not good.
All they said was hello,
yeah,
so that was persuasion.
Basically, yeah. It's just ripped and torn. But it kind of fits with the kind of mangled, burnt aesthetic. what were you doing? What did you
write? I just said hi, and I got six.
Say something else.
Where's Captain Ranger?
Sick. Food poisoning.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Make a decision. Yeah. You have now reached the other
is
the other ball.
At this point.
Are we going
we
fast?
We have a bit of a problem. They are painless.
An unnatural 20.
So if we're going to do something,
unnatural
we want to do it.
Did you
get
it?
That's
impressive.
I was looking for a spell that I could use that would help you, but I don't have one. Like, A only gives you attack and save.
Who are you?
And bless.
I'm you.
Oh, God.
I don't know. You're
really
bad.
Okay. They are starting to come up alongside the back of it. Are you guys communicating?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the plan for you guys? What
so,
are you doing?
The plan.
The plan?
The plan.
Yes.
How much speed do we think we'll get from this?
How much speed do we think we'll get
through? Do we think we're going to outrun these guys? Or are we going to have to...
We'll probably end up going the same speed as...
None of you know that.
Okay.
Because you do not know the speed of the speed of the ship that
yep.
you are on,
that's
and you do not know the speed of the ship that is coming up beside you.
I don't know how fast we can get, but I hope that rubbing these balls... gets us where we need to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
let's
do it now.
Really
let's
like,
do it
now.
Let's do it now.
Right up next to us.
Okay. So, all right. So this is going to be a coordinated role between the three of you.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a dexterity check.
Come on, guys.
And one of you has a
dex.
No, I have a zero.
Just straight
no,
dex.
Just
check.
Straight dexterity
two
check.
Hours since the copies went
no.
Way too.
22. Okay.
Is it 4?
Plus.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's disadvantage.
Yeah.
So it's at least 4 something.
It's an 18.
So you get
so
the 4.
So
4.
Do you
okay.
have any bonuses to your dex?
Plus 2.
So 6.
6.
8. And 8. Okay.
Man, I am
so
you,
oh, who put these
you,
in charge?
We don't
you are holding the steering
no.
and nothing happens.
Oh god.
The ship keeps going because both of you are sort of like okay, you hit the button, you're not sure which button to hit, you just kind of palm the whole thing and you push it, but the timing is not right there, and you kind of and it just kind of splutters and it doesn't stall the ship, but it just kind of just judders and yeah, the other ship is coming up the side and the sudden juddering motion. What are you doing?
I have no idea.
We're having a slight malfunction.
Don't fucking Han Solo! Don't fucking Han Solo!
How are you?
He won't blow it. His
deception effect. Check from you. At disadvantage
good.
Because of the situation
oh,
here.
That's not good. That's mean.
For me.
The ship is coming up at this point.
Oh,
no!
5.
Oh, I thought it was the other side.
Tanith comes up. Hail! We... had some trouble in the moorland.
To be fair,
we
was not alive.
The engine has been playing up. We had some. We had to take a bit of a new crew, and it really didn't. We need your help. Where is the Commodore? And the. Why am I rolling against myself? This is so fucking stupid.
Because you're playing an NPC.
Yay!
It's better than you guys.
I tried.
Well,
I was food poisoning.
Captain Ranger, what happened? Yeah, like the barbarian, the stupid in the head.
Just the frown.
Yeah, not food poisoning. Wounds. Some kind of bleeding. We just need your help, okay? We just need your help, please. Can we go to?
You know, if the head of the guard, she doesn't have very good.
Can we just go to Commodore Dante?
She's clearly lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, she's working on an exhaustion point at this point, and the ship comes. Are you guys still trying to go fast?
We don't know that, so yes.
Okay, so make another dexterity check for me.
My lesser
minute?
Restoration
yes,
can't get rid of a point of exhaustion.
No, it would be greater. Yeah.
And an 18. I got a 17.
And
a 17
18.
Plus 2.
Okay.
So you got
19.
Yeah. 15.
No, make it
work.
12 plus 4.
Make it work.
Okay.
How,
make it work? How close are they?
They have come to essentially.
Can we zoom?
So that's your ship. Their ship is now there.
Mm.
It's just coming about halfway to the halfway point.
Do we jump?
You do. The ship suddenly just lunges forwards and you shoot forwards and you are going really fast right now.
That's awesome. I was going to cast Calm Emotions on the other cat. To try and make him indifferent to us.
So they seem pretty casual at the moment. It's suspicious, but not related.
No, but I can make them indifferent.
Yeah.
So they're just like, oh, cool, whatever.
I have a terrible feeling that as soon as Dronte comes up, that Captain of the Guard is going to like lose their shit. And throw it in blow our cover.
Okay, so you are holding on to the steering wheel. You guys are underneath, so you are okay.
I was standing like next to him, sort of just like
okay.
His
Merchantheart, where were you with Tanith?
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. So Merchantheart, Tanith, and Bear. We'll need to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh no!
Mine is a 15.
Okay, you are okay.
I got 18.
Okay, you are alright. Tanith falls over.
Can I attempt to catch her?
No.
Okay.
Because of the movement, you are not able, you're just not quick enough to... You reach out to try and grab her, but she is... already on the floor.
Cool. Well, I help her up.
And so I just got to check speed of the...
They look like they're pursuing.
Right now, no, but you have pulled forwards quite a way. Hang on.
You're such a jerk, Callum. Fuck.
Just
Maybe. Wait, did I cast Calm Emotions on him? I think I did.
Okay, so you are currently going 120 feet per round. So you're going
pretty quick.
Were they slowing down as they were approaching?
They were just matching your speed.
Matching.
You were just 120 cruising
120 feet every 6 seconds.
Yep,
it's quite rapid.
Make an intelligence check for me, Asha.
Mm-hmm. That's, I think,
a 19. Okay. Ooh. You know that this speed cannot be...
That's quick.
6 meters per second.
You are not able to keep this speed up.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of play, it is about 5 rounds that you can keep it going.
So they get the cash. Hmm.
You don't know how long they can do it either.
Do we get a good look at, like... the deck of their ship, how many sort of people, how many crew are on there, armaments?
I'd say you could make a perception check at disadvantage you were trying to coordinate.
Sure. I was talking to them, looking in their direction. So
you
can
make a perception check as well.
It's only 22 k's now.
11.
11.
22
kilometers. 11 and 14.
No,
18. Oh,
18.
Okay.
That's not very fast. It sounds a lot faster when you break it down into the smaller increments.
Yeah.
Wait, for an airship? Like a Zeppelin sort of thing? Yeah. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, when you're doing 100 k's an hour, you're doing 27 meters per second.
Oh, man.
So, you see that it's a fully crewed ship. You see it's a very similar layout to the ship that you've got, but it's a little thinner.
Okay.
That's all you can read.
So a very similar ship, but not quite the same.
Yeah, it's a little bit, from the angle, it's probably a little bit shorter and a little bit
slimmer.
Can
we see any
similar
weapons?
You can see similar weaponry.
Okay.
Yes. There are ballistas and
front
at the front.
Which are now behind us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the front cannons would be when you saw it before you lurched off, they were not opened.
The hatches were closed.
You gather that having the same flag up and just going at a passive pace, they probably were just checking up on one of the ships in the fleet, and so they had no reason to have the cannons open. But as you lurch off the second round, you see the cannons open up.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
Darth engineers.
Well, we have a slight problem. We cannot maintain this speed for very long.
Technically, in the time it takes for you to come up
on at the top.
No,
deck.
No, I'm
oh,
speaking
on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll relay whatever you say to the top deck.
I will say brief bits of conversation. It's not going to really count for the five rounds, so
yeah.
We'll be a bit flexible with that.
What's the plan?
Is there any way that I could potentially still make it go fast? With a high DC, yes.
Gotta go fast.
It's gunpowder all over the ship.
You know that pushing it would probably cripple the ship, and you would be
dead in the air.
So, tell what Tanith? Is that her name?
Yes.
Whatever you say, just assume I'm just reading
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Tanith.
Yeah.
Tell Tanith.
I mean, you would say that, wouldn't you?
We apologize for the malfunction, and that we got our ship back to moving. There is my brain wanted to say there is nothing nefarious going on.
There is definitely something nefarious going on.
Please remain calm.
You don't need to sign it if you're saying it.
We've just had some difficulties. Everything is okay.
While that's going on, I'm going to walk down and try and find where the rest of the civilians are.
Okay.
So.
They, considering the time of break, they're still kind of generally in the mess hall, just kind of.
The dwarf's trying to attach the masks, isn't he?
He didn't literally attack himself. He's like, hey, I'm not fucking going nowhere.
You're going to chop down this mast.
I am here now, and here is where I will stay.
Just give me fucking booze.
Okay,
if you're going to chop down the mast, you're going
to
go through me.
No, never mind. I'll shut up.
Yeah, so I'm just going to try and find everyone else and get them safe. So was it three other people?
The dwarf. The child is downstairs.
Yeah.
So there's the dwarf and their two other two other adults.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to take them into the captain's quarters because I'm assuming that's more centralized on the ship.
No,
that's at the back of the ship.
Sorry, back middle. I meant not centralized. Middle.
No, so that's the captain's quarters.
Okay,
that's the mess hall there.
Oh, okay.
That is the cabins, the bunks where they were sleeping.
I'm going to get them to the cabins.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm going to have a quick run back to the captain's quarters and grab those papers.
Okay. So by the time you have done that, the equivalent of four rounds
would have happened.
Can we rotate the ship and use our big cannons on them?
Not whilst we're moving this fast.
We're not moving that fast anymore, are we?
Are you actually stopping? Because you just said... you just said a message, but you didn't say that you were stopping down.
But like,
we may
go back down to
the ship.
The speed we were at before, that'd be fine.
Okay, so I slow it down to its
puttering
pace.
I have a physics question.
Okay.
Do you understand physics?
Do you know the meaning? Sure. Is there a way that I could turn the ship around?
This isn't baby drive.
So that we are flying backwards. So we are still travelling in the same direction, but we are facing them with the cannons.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we decouple our thrust?
So basically what you're kind of thinking is, if you put full stop on the front, you can spin the thing round, release the full stop, and keep going back that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to do a 180 and go straight into
radio.
Yeah.
In the ship.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do you negotiate that? Do you ask that?
I'll ask Ashar. If she thinks that's
okay.
Possible.
So you are now at count four for turns at this point.
I am going to dash upstairs and arm the cannons on the front of the ship.
So, how the fuck are you going to man the crystals to make the ship rotate?
If he's sending you the, if he's asking you the question about Jay spinning the ship to get back up, that's going to take you to count five. And if you haven't stopped the engines, you are going to.
Okay.
Get Bear to load the cannons.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very simple.
Bear and the turn four, Bear is currently.
We're
not in sight.
So I can't
He is currently.
You have to see me. I haven't explained it yet.
He is currently underneath you in captain's quarters doing something.
Are the cannons rear breach or front breach?
Front.
Yeah. So, like, do you roll them down the front?
So, yeah, like,
wrong.
Civil era, put everything in from the front?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not great.
Boy.
Fuck.
Let's hope they're loaded already.
When you when you checked the ship, you saw that they were already loaded.
Would I?
With one shot
each. Already loaded?
Okay.
Are you
okay.
yelling instructions to me? Are you telling me what you are planning on doing?
Oh god, I don't know. I guess I am.
I think it would be possible to do that.
Okay, so in turn four, you say yes.
Yes, it is possible. Jay, turn the ship.
Tanith has overheard this. It's like, what are you going to fucking do?
I'm gonna turn the ship around and shoot him.
Okay, who's doing the guns?
Imagine Hart. That's the primary directive.
That was why I asked the question.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fire cannons, marvelous.
Let's go and arm the cannons. Okay, so as turn five comes in. Okay,
this
you
is
are
so badass.
Or
so fucking
if the ship doesn't explode,
fine, it would probably just snap in half.
Okay,
and fall out of the fucking Mayna. Sky.
Mayna, you have been.
I don't have slow fall.
Being a good mum.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Slow
fall. And you've been you've heard this conversation. I need you to make an intelligence check to see if you understand what they have said.
Oh no.
Well, that's
three.
Not ideal.
Okay.
It's a three.
Yeah, that's...
It's not ideal.
Okay, so you were at the back, you were at the front.
So, in theory, you need to stop and she just needs to keep going.
Mm hmm.
Oh
okay.
No.
But then, because you want to keep going backwards, which means that she needs to turn off hers, she needs to turn on hers.
Just
well, in reverse to keep it going backwards.
But do we actually need to continue going backwards? All we need to do is swing around and fire the cannons.
I mean, yeah. Ideally, we would want to continue going backwards so
we can
maintain
momentum.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we
because
just
it
like,
takes a lot of force.
Even if we just spin around backwards
so
and we don't tough. And we don't have the things sending it, if we fire both
like,
cannons,
I was not expecting
the kick
this.
Send us backwards anyway.
I like it.
Physics, baby.
Says the 8 intelligence.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but then you have
it's happening.
You have the slightly more intelligent.
You have the ideas, man. Whether or not it's actually doable is
do
up
I
to
see
another
any
person.
Parachutes on my way.
I read this in a book once.
You see,
a bard told the story of a
when you go into where the cannons are. You see a little a cupboard on the side, which. It's glass, and there's potions of the levitation.
Can I grab two of them?
You can, yes.
I hand one to Tanith, and I say, if shit goes bad, we go over.
Damn.
Okay.
I'm
probably
going to die from
this if
it
goes bad. Where Jumbo is in all of this? Is anyone
just hiding in a barrel somewhere.
Probably
like,
jump ship when the other one was behind the bike.
So she's like a Cordric.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
AFK for a session in a barrel all the time.
All right, so turn five. Okay.
I'm just like barking orders at Mayna.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm trying to understand what's going on.
Have we made it off the moment?
You,
the border. You said
where you are. You can't see. You can look out of the gun ports. You definitely see forest. You have cleared the scarred lands of the Mornings, for sure.
If we need to jump, it's fine.
This is so stupid.
This is amazing. Shut up.
The cannons!
Okay.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Whatever good this is gonna do, yes! Okay, I'm ready for whatever weird fucking maneuver you're gonna do. I need...
Ow!
Yes, all three of you roll dexterity. Straight dexterity.
Still a disadvantage.
You're still a disadvantage.
Been
because
like
this has
seconds.
Happened in the space of about 20 seconds.
11.
Oh
no!
Oh. Oh no!
16 and. Please be higher than 16.
3!
So
that's
a.
Okay.
3
plus
2
is a
5.
Okay,
you
and.
Dumb fuck!
What did you get?
I was just slow.
What did you get?
It's
I got
so
11.
Good.
11. Okay. All right. Okay. You're there. You're excited.
Technically, no, I can't even add anything to that.
No, you can't. That's a fail. You're waiting for that slight jolt in the engines to spin it round, and so you know that point to spin around, and you jump it. And you spin the thing, and you suddenly hear this,
oh, no.
And the moorings on the side for the sails snap off, and they are flying loose, and you're now just kind of fluttering as the speed hasn't fucking stopped. There's been no. The engine, after a quick moment of just kind of just going through the winds, is suddenly. And you from
we
your point
down.
Of view, you hear from underneath you.
Oh no.
And from the other side. You two need to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh no.
So again, this is gonna go
so
bad.
That
plus
upon
14.
All of that happening,
yep.
I turn to Tanith and I say chug it.
Yeah.
And we both drink out.
Yep. Okay. As we drink it, start to just lift up a little bit into the ground as the levitation just takes effect.
Yeah.
Can we control it?
Yes.
The spell you
okay.
It takes an action to control it.
I would like to use my action to land and try and walk out.
Yep.
Okay. We have a plan.
Out to the deck.
Okay. So what was your deck say?
If I bring a
7, okay.
Real low.
I shouldn't have drunk
a
coffee.
Yeah, if I bring a control crash,
okay.
I can save the ship.
You
and
each take 5 points of fire damage.
That's what
we're you each take 5 points of fire damage.
Oh my gosh.
As the
crystal balls explode.
Not the crystal ball itself, not the crystal, but the piping. It blasts out this kind of. It's
a shot. It would be so cool.
The
and the blasting resistant. Kind of fiery force and the heat from the.
I am fire resistant.
So you take 2 points of fire damage instead of 5. But just looking at and smoke is filling the room, and you quickly just grab the child and run out into the lower deck. And as you do, you see a Ashar in the outside again. Bollocks! And then. Why are you breaking my things?
Come on.
I'm just yelling up at the sky, like, how dare you do this to me?
Your god is sitting up above you going,
No, he's a like a neutral good god. He would be like kind of panicked as well.
And you all of you can feel the ship is descending.
Uh-huh.
It's not crashing, but it's doing a quick descent.
Can we save it?
No.
How can the boat
with the speed that the ship kind of jolted and is descending, the time that you are going to come into contact with the forest that is now below you, you wouldn't be able to fix
okay.
both of those engine ports.
Got a plug.
Okay, so are you running back up to the main deck? So you're all on the same deck, or what?
What round are we up to now?
What's your
okay?
That was just for the engines.
So at this point, I'm like crash back on my way back.
Yeah, you're
to try and like stop us.
Crashed. You've stowed kind of all the paperwork that you can into your pouch.
One action.
And
do we have 6 seconds before we crash?
You've got a few seconds. Yes.
So I can get that ready.
Yeah.
As
do
you
that.
Are,
hopefully that will slow us
as
down.
As you are looking,
yeah, so that
you actually finally find, because
right.
of
yeah.
the jolt,
yeah.
Underneath the desk, you didn't see before,
we'll
is a floor safe, essentially.
It's my favorite terrain, so
yeah.
One gets split down.
Well, I'll keep a note of that, because
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming I felt the descending thing.
Yeah, you can
yeah.
feel it, and yeah. Machinhardt and Tannic are having difficulty, because the descent and the concentration of staying on the floor, you're kind of so like going along the floor, to like, okay, this is really, why?
Just walk over the ceiling.
This is really weird.
We have a new plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, once the ship is close enough to the ground, I'm going to stand at the bow. I'm going to cast Gust of Wind to try to slow us down enough so that we will all survive.
Okay.
That is
yeah.
brilliant.
I'm
going
to try to angle it in such a way that it will bring the nose of the ship up so we will, like, hit and, like, scrape along the ground.
Question.
Okay. Sure.
Are you casting it on the bottom of the ship?
Hmm. Yeah,
or
so the ship's
out?
Currently coming down like that. Are you going to hit the back of the ship to kind of make it do a wheelie?
Use
or...
the bottle as an
example.
Yeah.
So if I am, so yeah, I'll stand at the bow of the ship at the front. It's coming down like this. I will cast Gust of Wind this direction so that
it
will push the nose of the ship back up. So we will hit the ground like that.
So this is,
okay. So this is the Gust cantrip.
No,
this is
Gust
of Wind. Second
Gust of Wind, okay.
Which I can do once a day, so it's a good thing I have sleep.
Yeah.
Gust
holy
of Wind.
Crap.
Okay, let me just look at this.
Did you use it yesterday?
I did.
Okay.
I used it to
speed
up.
This is very
so
long.
It is. It's a
yeah.
one action cast.
Yeah.
And it lasts for up to a minute.
Okay.
Damn, this is an amazing plan.
And it's a 60-foot wide. Sorry, a 60-foot long, 10-foot wide, like blast.
Considering this is part of. Part of your background and the ability of the Gust of Wind, I will say that you know you will have more chance of success by trying to push the ship down from the back rather than trying to bounce back off of the ground.
Ooh,
because right. Lifting the ship up takes a lot more effort and energy than just pushing the bottom down.
That's
and going in same routine.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Do that.
You also,
yeah.
like the fluid dynamics of it, you blast down, it's just doing that.
Yeah.
It's just bouncing and going away.
Right.
Yeah. So just based off of the fact that you know this ability of yours quite well, you will have more success and you can certainly try at the front.
I will do it at the back.
But you can do it at the back.
Yeah, we will.
Gonna... You slap the back of the ship with wind.
And I'm going to stand up there. I'm going to find like
this
a loose piece of rope from the sail and wrap it around my arm. So I'm like locked in.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
the one time, how much do you weigh is a functional question.
Excellent question. He weighs.
He begins to fly.
What's this PDF?
Tie your shoelaces to the boat.
Don't have shoelaces. They're leather boots. Come on. Don't be ridiculous.
Sometimes they have
leather boots
on the inside anyway.
Hmm?
I
have leather boots.
Do they have elastics? Does elastics exist?
No.
That's an excellent question.
Then how are your shoes going?
Friction?
Fair point.
Leather wrap.
Well, we'll tie that to the boat.
Oh, you know, I didn't put it in there. But it was 130 pounds.
Which
okay.
is roughly 60.
Literally
62.
200 pounds less than me.
You know what?
All right.
How much I weigh in your life.
Okay. So, you...
All
right, so are you going ahead with that plan? You've had...
Yes.
I mean, it's
I'm
our,
still
it's
in
our
the...
plan.
Okay.
I'm still, like, we're still communicating through,
yeah,
the,
through the piping. Okay. Mayna, have you and your child gone back to the main deck? Where are you? What are you doing? Because the room that you were in is filled with smoke.
Yeah, we're not in there anymore.
Yeah.
So
that gets you into the lower deck.
Was the captain's quarters at the back of the ship?
The captain's quarters
underneath
at the back of the ship on the main deck.
Where's, like, going to be the safest if we crash?
Probably the center?
Let's go there.
Okay. You probably want to go onto the main deck
okay.
instead of the lower deck, just in case it kind of
into...
concertinas in or anything like that. At least there, you won't hit anything
do you
from
any
the bottom.
Badass spells right now, but
once we've confirmed that plan,
okay.
I start to move up into the main deck.
Okay, so that I'll say that that plan has been confirmed.
Yep.
You are heading back up with Mayna and the child.
Yep.
I'm
Jason
can I yell from the front of the ship? To brace for impact, lay down flat.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yep, sure.
Cool.
I'm not braced at all.
I'm going to
save the ship.
Okay, and what are you doing as well?
Okay, where am I up to in terms of what I've said so far? Like, how much time has happened?
So, at this point, are you leaving the captain's quarters, or are you going to investigate the floor safe?
As soon as I saw that there, I'm like, note, and then I'm going to head back to the others.
Okay.
To the people I was
okay, so you will come out just as Mena and Ashar are coming back up onto the main deck. It is at that point when you three are on the main deck, you see Majenhart coming out, very much focusing on being as heavy as he can, staying on the floor, and Tanith kind of holding on a little bit, having a little bit more difficulty.
How many potions of levitation did I see?
In that particular cabinet, there were only two. And
the heaviest guy
this
is
so fucking stupid.
Shut up, it's amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
At this point, I would say you are...
Everyone breaks their legs.
It'll be fine. We have a double. Okay.
Okay. You are.
We have a doctor who's going to slow fall his way down and then heal all of your dumbasses.
Fair enough.
You are two rounds. You each get two turns before you think you are going to start hitting the tops of the highest canopy trees.
I'm just concentrated
at this point. So, for the purposes of this, because we're getting close and a lot of people doing things, we will roll initiative so that we can get an order going.
Before that happens, can I help you with anything?
I don't know, can you?
I don't know, can I?
Is there a way you can get 16, one of the other levitation crystals to, like, activate before we hit the ground?
Could I do that?
What's that? Say that again.
20.
Unnatural 20 for Mana, okay.
15.
Oh,
shit, that's a 4.
15. Oh,
14
no.
14 for me.
4 and 14.
Is there a way that I can use at least... Like, just use one of the crystals to potentially...
Oh no, that's a natural one.
slow us down?
Not with the time that you've got. You know that it would take a long time.
Yeah.
It would take more than... Like, it would take more than a minute, which is 10 rounds, so... yeah.
I'm gonna... Pray to God and hope we don't die.
Okay.
Okay.
Considering we are around 12 seconds off hitting the tops of the trees.
Yep.
I would like to make my way to the side of the ship and tell Tanith to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold my action.
Okay. All right. So, first up, because...
I'm about to fucking airbend this to fucking safety.
Mena, you are up first, so what are you doing?
I'm gonna
be a bit more lenient on kind of what... There's no specific set movement or anything like that.
Okay.
This is just so that we have an order of kind of play.
I'm gonna try and get the civilians ready to potentially die. No, brace for impact.
Okay, so the civilians are currently still in the mess hall, and they are freaked out, which is at the rear of the ship. What I'll do is I'll draw it so you have a...
Try and make sure they're not going to get crushed to death.
Okay, so...
Considering that'll be the part of the ship that hits the ground.
Yeah,
too,
I don't
want
to put myself in too much
is
danger.
Is your gust of wind, do you have to roll for it?
No,
it just
happens.
Excellent.
I assume it's a concentration thing?
It is, concentration up to a minute. So I can sustain quite a strong...
It's going to be a turbulent ride.
I can
hold on! It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I don't want to put me and Korva in too much danger either, so I don't want to go down there just in case, but I could probably try and heal them.
Yeah, so it's a pretty strong gust of wind, and I can do it for a minute.
Yeah, I
so in case it
recommend
move,
we all just brace ourselves and hope for the best.
You guys can do what you want. We're going to float down.
We'd like to float too, but
you'll float
you don't
too.
Have to push into
it. It's fine. We'll be fine. Everything is fine.
My character.
Good place reference. Everything is fine.
My character believes that I have more things to do than to try and brace myself on this boat.
Very sad.
So I am going to...
Okay, so that is the main deck. This is the mess hall. This is captain's quarters. This is where everyone was sleeping, all the passengers.
Everyone but two.
All but two, yes. Yeah. Above here is where the steering column is. Below this, on the lower deck, on each side, is where the balls were.
You're welcome.
They were on they were in the hold. Sorry, my
they
apologies.
The
lower the lower deck was beds at the back, and at the front was where
the
cannons were. So, so that we've got point of reference, you are up here.
Here somewhere.
Here somewhere. There somewhere.
Looks about right. Please
place
me.
You going to stay in the mess hall with the other people?
No,
and
I was
going to
try and get them outside.
Onto the main deck. Okay. Cool.
Hey girl.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
What happened to her?
She's fine. Just like
okay.
Claws into the wood.
No, she's doing a splute.
That can be your little child.
I will show you what
random people 1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Or rather 1 through 3, and then child.
Yes.
I see. No.
Okay. So
it's fine. Cats always.
So you're trying to. You've got them out onto the main deck. Are you telling them? What are you telling them to do?
Brace for impact.
Brace for impact. Okay.
Maybe. Holding them to the side.
I can't believe we haven't asked any of them if they have any special skills.
Do you have any special skills that could assist us in this
world? And that's the end of your turn.
Amazing or fantastical abilities that could save us right now, that would be excellent.
Bear, it is your turn.
If
okay.
They
your
have
next.
Those skills, they would
look like
the other
side of the boat.
I can do this.
How far away, like, what do I see over the side of the boat?
So, you see forest.
Forest, okay.
Yes, you see forest. In the distance, the not too far distance, you see it opens it up into kind of green fields.
Okay. So, where we're heading, trajectory-wise,
mm-hmm.
along that path, what do I see?
So ahead of you, it's just thick forest. It's not a big forest, but it's thick forest.
I'm
it is
these trees
tall trees. They're probably very old.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a small old forest.
I'm not saving the ship.
Yeah, okay.
But if we save everybody on the ship.
And you can't see too far ahead because it's fairly.
It wasn't us, it was him.
Yeah.
We were just
I guess what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sort of finish up.
What you do
wall,
see
I'm
as not, part of your perception check is the other ship is catching.
So they're coming down with us.
They're not coming down.
They're
staying up at the same height and they're just following because from their point of view, you were cruising along, you chugged,
and then
you went for
the mast went nuts and
for about 10 seconds and then you just went and there's some, like smoke started to come out from some of the portholes on the sides and from their point of view, they're just seeing thing go really malfunctioning and just going down and they're like, okay, let's just watch this for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Who's your popcorn?
I'm going to put my legs against the wall, knees bent,
mm-hmm.
lay on the floor like what Major Nat said,
Okay.
If it's a bad enough crash, maybe they'll think
yeah.
we died in it.
Because yeah,
okay.
The shield is on my back, so I'm sort of...
Make a strength
my,
check for me,
strength
please.
Check.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this will be how good you are holding on.
Okay.
For impact.
Oh, well, for impact, I would like to try and rage just beforehand.
Okay. So just
round.
Do the second round, you can do, I'd say you can do your rage. You're just kind
yep.
of getting yourself in position, kind of doing a bit of a test run.
Yep, okay. So this is my test run.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Plus athletics, which is...
Are you going to be lying down, Maynard?
19.
Okay. Cool. You feel pretty confident.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Pretty secure.
Brace your neck.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Okay, make a strength. Make an athletics check for me, please.
I'm bad at athletics.
Yeah, I was not expecting
this.
17.
Yes.
I don't think anyone could have expected
this.
What
were you expecting?
I wasn't expecting.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you eventually.
without fail.
So
17. You feel pretty confident.
As much as your
yeah.
character as a tinkerer, you're very, very bad at it.
What about...
No, I'm just overconfident in my abilities.
Yeah.
It's okay, we'll learn. This is a learning experience.
The best way is
14.
He's okay too.
Mm-hmm. Seems okay on the test run. Okay, next up, it is Ashar. What are you doing this round? How are you prepping?
She's shitting her pants.
It's all right, I can fix that!
I've kind of turned a bit catatonic.
Okay.
I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, how did this plan not work? It worked out in like the mathematics in my brain, it all worked, why didn't it work? And I've kind of just like fallen in and I've lied down, put my knees up like this, and I've just lied down on the side in fetal position.
You're totally
okay.
Gonna break your own jaw.
All right, okay. So, I would say...
And if I would like to pray to my God as a bonus action.
Okay.
I was just picking a god.
I actually...
nothing quite like that, just to arouse confidence.
Just picking a god one moment. One moment, gravity.
All right. Okay, so are you trying to hold yourself in position in that fetal position?
No,
I'm
Or are you just
hugging yourself, trying to comfort yourself? Okay.
It's been a long
roll for comfort.
19.
All right, you feel pretty comfortable.
I feel
you are momentarily, strangely considering the scenario, in a safe place.
And then I would like to pray to my God.
Okay.
Onatar, the god of craft.
Oh, yes.
Okay, what do you say?
Please, God, don't let this be the enemy. I have so many more things to make.
I made a pact with you that I would honor my mentor was also named Ashar, and I took Ashar as my new name to honor his legacy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can't stop honoring him now. Like, this is not how this is supposed to work. This
okay.
is not a part of the plan. Please help.
Make a persuasion roll.
Ooh.
Oh! What did you roll?
Natural one!
Oh, you are having such bad luck tonight. You are having my kind of luck.
It's okay, I'm praying to my god also.
Just as soon as I pick one. It's that moment from the original Mummy movie where the guys just are like going through all of them.
I'm like, remember this one?
I am will weakening my rolls today.
Okay. Jason and Amunet. Incidentally, Amunet. Fucking terrified
yeah,
right now.
She's just claws into the wood. Just she's ready. She'll
mm-hmm.
be fine. Just
make a strength check for Amunet.
How wide is the boat?
In the center, 25.
Cool.
And it's like at its widest point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would say that it is 10, 20. From the base, from the outside base of the ship to the main main deck. You're looking about 25 to 30 feet, roughly.
Cool.
So you got a bit of a sponge.
Okay, strength check.
Come on, I'm in it.
Yeah. Natural 20! She is fucking moving.
Yeah.
Her hackles are up.
Good girl.
And she's like, kind of drooling a little bit from fear and... She's really fucking pissed at the shit that you have put her through. Going through.
She doesn't technically know it's my fault.
On a, but in the last 24 hours, she was put on a fucking leash.
Fine,
and then
fine.
Suddenly.
I'm really making up to her.
How much does she weigh?
She weighs about a similar amount to me, probably about 60 ish kilos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you doing now?
You can just roll a natural 20 to hold on. I was going to charge across the boat, pick her up and jump off the side.
I am saying a silent
well, she's not
prayer
moving now.
To Aladra, the goddess of good fortune.
Please make it a thing that your god just changes every different time.
For whatever the situation calls for.
Depending on the situation, yeah.
Yeah, he has a pantheon, that's fine.
That's actually a really good point.
And just
it's a very funny guy situation.
Give me the strength to save everyone on this fucking boat. And then just ready to cast.
What's her alignment?
Neutral good.
Okay.
Okay, make a persuasion roll for me.
Because if she was a lawful good, she would not have appreciated you swearing.
Persuasion, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. 15 plus.
Okay.
Oh, that's 15.
You feel a warmth inside you, which is very alien for the situation and for the current stance. It's a calming warmth that it's almost like soaking into a warm bath. And for the next round, you have advantage on your action.
Nice.
Which
will
be my best
win.
Which you don't need it. Which I don't need advantage. So I don't really know how that would work.
It would, for that particular scenario, it would lower the DC.
Okay.
I don't know by how much it will lower it, but it will.
It went from
for game mechanics. That's what how it'll work.
Okay.
Megenhart, your turn.
To float away.
Yep.
Tinkerbell.
So I'm assuming we're now almost one
you
round.
Got one round left before you are going to start hitting the treetops.
Cool. Well,
surely these trees will slow us down.
I'm assuming that my potion of levitation works the same way the spell of levitation does. The spell of levitation.
Yes, it would.
Cool. That's fine. I'm telling an infernal
Tanith
to jump, and I'm jumping.
Okay, you're jumping this round?
Yep.
Okay.
My fear
okay.
is if the crash causes a spark.
Because
if it does go
by how the spell levitates,
so,
yeah.
I levitate up to 10 minutes.
Cross some stones.
And I can move up or down 20 feet per round.
Yes.
So we can just slowly
hope they
would
have
casually go down.
Anywhere
okay.
on the ship.
So, alright. So, you are currently fetal position on the floor.
Yeah.
Cannonball! All of you, you just suddenly see Major Nart just not particularly gracefully just kind of walk up to the side and just walk off.
it's that
moment from the fucking IT crowd when Chris Morris' character just like I see just walks out and just casually and just drops.
Yeah.
And
do you even drop? Do you just walk off and just continue to just sort of
because of the speed of the decline and the wind, he just goes and just vanishes. And there's not a scream or anything like that. It's just a very, very casual, calm, calculated, just up and over.
Oh wow!
And to make things even more confusing,
well, that makes
you suddenly see Tanith do exactly the same thing. Where she just jumps off and vanishes and.
Are they okay?
Faith in the plan.
It'll be fine!
Kenneth and I have greater things to do than die on a fucking crashing boat that you all fucked up.
It'll be fine.
You gotta help.
Alright.
Try our best.
Final round, as you are about to make contact. Mayna, are you bracing for impact? So make an athletics check for me, please. And this will be how well you hold on.
Trying to stay on the ship.
I really didn't think you guys were going to crash the fucking ship.
I didn't think we would either.
Seven plus.
It's like we've just been given this really
flying
ship that's probably worth a shitload of money.
It was so much better on the practice.
We were never going to keep it.
Why wouldn't we? We get the civilization, we explain what happened, we pay the tariff, we tear the flag down, we put our own up. We now have a flying fucking ship.
It's not force and destiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
We stole a ship.
That is your...
It was a 7.
Okay. And...
Yeah. What about my love away?
I know we've got to give it
to did much better
okay,
with a 17.
Thank God.
It's good.
Okay, Bear.
Brace
I am raging.
Raging,
and
okay.
I guess my athletics check.
Yep. See, at advantage because of...
So, well, 20, I don't need to re-roll.
You don't need to re-roll, so that was a natural 20.
Yeah, plus my athletics, which was, I think, 8, so 28 then. Yep,
plus
only 5, sorry, so it's 25.
Okay. Ashar, are you bracing for impact, or are you still just hugging? Do you need to do some kind of check to see if you can...
Move?
Bring yourself out of it?
I think I'm still just so engrossed in my own warm embrace that, like...
Which, man, it's actually pee.
If I'm gonna die, I wanna die in comfort.
Okay, so you just broken with reality, effectively, and like, you've just gone to your happy place.
No one's gonna die. It's gonna be CPK because Bryce got out of here.
No one's gonna die. No one's gonna die.
Make an athletics check at disadvantage in that case.
That's alright. If I come across you all and you're not dead yet, I can at least stay alive.
You have to get to us within like 12 seconds.
Okay, 11. All right.
So not terrible, but not
right.
Jason Amunet. So is Amunet doing it?
Yep, she's just holding on.
So another strength check for Amunet, please.
Sure. Come on. 10 plus 2, I believe, so 12.
12, okay. And
in theory, you guys will only be about 300 feet away from me.
Yeah, shouldn't be too far away.
And you...
And I'm
are you holding onto a rope?
I'm just holding onto a rope so I can just... cast the spell and like surf the ship.
Okay. Okay.
Just like Jack Sparrow swinging from ship.
Yeah,
to ship.
Basically, it seems how this has gone a little bit.
Okay, so we got our ranger pilot.
I want someone to look at me and go, "That's got to be the best pilot I've seen."
I would do that.
Okay. Right.
That's gotta be the best pilot I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Okay, right.
I'm just held to the ground, my eyes are glowing.
Oh, goodness.
What did you say?
Alright, so.
I think the question is, could we have made this
worse?
There's
spaghetti on his spaghetti already. Lump spaghetti.
So this would normally be a strength save against something. So
against gravity?
Yeah.
DC 1000.
An immovable object.
Okay, so.
Rod with a DC 30 strength check.
Make a strength roll. For
strength?
Me.
With advantage?
With advantage, yes.
Just straight strength.
Straight
Come
strength.
Come on, buddy.
Yo, buddy.
Talison.
Golden snitch.
18.
What's your
it
strength?
The other one was a 1.
It was an 18 or a 1.
So you had Talison on the blue dice and put a weak number.
Yeah!
So I assume that way.
Okay.
No way, no.
Will just looks over.
You're done, you're used up.
Will looks over at Talison's shoulder and like, "Oh, what's going on here?" "Oh, sorry, dude, my bad."
Alright, so.
That's going away. It's a dark place. That's luck is used up.
So you've wrapped some sail rope around and it's. You.
How much damage do I take?
You take 4 points of.
That's
rope
fine.
Burn damage as it's just whipping around and you unleash the gust of wind onto the very back of the ship and it's just
this is so ridiculous. I love it.
Can I go Super Saiyan?
So as the ship's coming down Legend and just went and just flitted off
fine.
Like leaves
it's
in a breeze.
Fine.
Everyone
it's
else
fine.
Is out on the floor, just
how
holding
dare.
Each other. Ashar is just hugging her knees. Like it's just like it's okay. I'm fine. Everything's fine. And then suddenly the back just goes. And it kind of kicks in, like, it feels like when the engine spluttered. And suddenly everyone is just jolted. And... okay, I rolled low. That's all right.
That's good.
So, Mena, where... You were over here?
I think so.
And you were on the floor?
Yes.
It's okay, if you get thrown from the ship, like, you're more likely to survive.
Yeah.
Until gravity gets
you. You get thrown
still
back into the wall here.
Wait, are you going to land on me?
And land on top of Ben.
So I'm there, and then you just slap the wall.
You take 2 points of bludgeoning damage from hitting the wall.
Was that 2 points?
2 points.
That's pretty good.
Does
she hurt me when landing on me?
She
fell less than 10 feet, probably.
Yeah.
No, she's
yeah.
yeah. And
imagine if I was
as it
the wall,
buckles. That is just when the front hits the top of the branches of the tree, and the speed suddenly slows right down. And Jason is like this, is going holding on.
Yep.
There is What's blood coming. Off? There is blood coming from your forearm. There's blood coming through it from your arm as it's just being ripped because the sail is just whipping you and just constricting around your arm.
It's okay.
You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage, I guess.
That's fine. That's pretty good.
And then as the ship hits, you are thrown up into the air.
Holding onto the rope.
And you are still holding on, but you're kind of Draxing in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where the ship is now just crashing through with weight, and you are being dragged behind it on this rope. You need to make a strength check at disadvantage.
Strength check at disadvantage. That's okay.
Natural one.
Fine. 5 or 8. So, 5.
Plus
five.
No, plus nothing.
It's just a 5.
You take 5 more points of damage.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
that's fine.
Imagine Hart and Tanith.
You'll be right.
Just casually, just levitating, and you
ship.
Just see the ship going
damage.
Down. Buck. This body just whip up and slowly disappear into the tree line. As the ship eventually just breaks down, the base of it is being ripped apart, there is stuff being just strewn along this chain, and for about 600 feet, there's just carcass, and it's like the bottom of the ship is being grated on the tops of the trees, branches are whipping down, Tanith and Majinhart are just casually just dropping down slowly, losing a bit of ground on the speed of the ship, but you are perfectly safe and sound.
It's like Mary Poppins or something.
Kind
I'm
of.
Mary
yeah.
Poppins.
Bet that gave you a fright, eh? From Harry Potter. And eventually after a few seconds, the ship, the last bits of the main deck coming to a rest in the tree canopy.
Is it on the ground or is it?
No, it's in the trees. It's
wow.
Still in the trees.
How high off the ground?
You don't know because as you finally get onto the tree, that's 2 more points of bludgeoning damage.
That's fine.
As your
watch
body just sort of goes, poof, ay, and you just hit down really, really hard.
You just see a dent of Jason
in the top of his just ruined.
It is truly lacerated. It is in a bad way.
I've like bit my tongue from the pain.
And at the moment, if you use your longbow, it'll be a disadvantage for every attack. You have effectively got an exhaustion point for attacks.
I saved the ship though.
As soon as I
and I saved everyone on it.
So you're able to navigate with the levitation.
Yeah, let's go.
You follow the course of disaster. And you manage to eventually just land on the ship's main deck.
This is how I feel. I'm not getting up. Would that be
perfect timing?
You kind of come to just as this near 2 meter tall android just kind of drifts down and just like, boom, boom, boom.
May I be of assistance?
Can I get a heal?
I saved the ship, Major. I saved the ship.
I cast cure wounds on him as soon as I possibly can.
Okay. How much do you heal?
So that's 2d8 plus 7. That's 17 points.
Alright.
Wow.
You should be back to 5 now.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, I'm exactly back up to 4.
Wow.
That
right.
Math is right. 23
plus and
17
on...
is 40, right?
Yeah.
Damn on that point, we will end because it is 10 o'clock.
What happens to me and to Bear?
Find out.
You'll find out next week.
Find out.
Stay tuned.
Find out next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Well, that was not at all what I planned, but well done, guys. You You saved the ship.
You made it out of the Moorlands.
After having a perfectly fine ship that you could have just cruised out of.
We don't know that.
would you have let us keep it?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, there's challenges of going into a civilized city with a marked pirate ship.
We also had the problem of escaping the pirates that were currently pursuing us.
Yeah.
We thought we were friends, and then we just abandoned them.
I cannot wait.
Who
to
says
out
that you haven't us. Escaped them?
Yeah,
because,
no, yeah. No, they're definitely coming down.
I think they would have figured out that
like,
we were on their
happened?
Team pretty quickly.
Well, I think at this point, as far as they're aware, we had engine troubles, and then we demonstrated that we had engine troubles pretty strongly.
Yeah,
and
you definitely proved that you weren't lying when you said you had engine problems, because if you didn't, you do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'll be taking off.
But everyone
is fine. Well, we don't know where Jumbo is at the moment. Or Jumbo, or whatever. Jimboy, whatever we call them.
Jimboy, whatever that thing is.
For all you know, they were in battle, they got destroyed.
I mean,
this way,
Marlon just
comes with a new character.
And Jumbo was like below deck.
And
it's gone.
She's probably dead.
Ooh, yikes.
Well done, guys.
Unless Jumbo jumped to the other pirate ship,
you know,
while they were nearby.
That.
Holy shit.
That would be DM ex machina. That Jumbo was on the other ship, killed everyone aboard, and slowly floated it down.
Well,
so
not killed everyone aboard, but just stowed away. Can't kill people's characters while they're not here. That's pretty shit.
I have a pre-existing friendship with Morale. She'll forgive me.
As in Jimbo kills everyone on board and floats the ship down for us to get in and fly away.
Yeah, that would be
DM ex machina.
That would be DM ex machina.